To KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg for KFSK News. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is Borough Business. It's our call-in show, and we're talking today with a couple of Borough Assembly members, Cindy Logadakis and Jay Stanton Greger. Join us in the studio today, and I'm getting their microphones to the right level and headphones, and can you hear still? Not enough.
Yeah, not so much.
Okay,
not hearing anything on headphones.
How about now? Any better? I'm turning up the volumes. And while I'm doing this, remind people you can call in during this show at 772-3808, and we'll take your phone calls. But hold on a sec. We'll work on this technical problem. We'll be right back with Borough Business. Just a moment. All right, sorry about that. We've got the problem figured out now, and we have our headphones working. And this is Borough Business. It's our call-in show, and our number here is 772-3808. We're talking with Cindy Logadakis and Jay Stanton Greger about tonight's Borough Assembly meeting. It's at 6 o'clock, and you're welcome to call in, ask a question, or make a comment about any of these topics or Borough Business that you'd like to talk about. And let's dive right into the agenda tonight. You will be taking a couple more votes on 919 Sandy Beach Road, and one of them is on rezoning. Second reading of an ordinance to rezone 919 Sandy Beach Road from public use to single-family residential. And I was looking back, and I think the two of you voted different ways on this issue last time around, and maybe I could get you to explain your support or opposition to rezoning this parcel. Jay, you want to take that one first?
Yeah, you bet. And thanks for having us, Joe.
Yep.
As far as that lot, rezoning it from public use to single-family, we were talking about this, and I think it was May or June, we were deciding to put a variety of properties up for sale. This one was a part of it. I think it's good use of the property. It's got significant value for sale to the borough. Yeah, it was pretty straightforward in my support of that.
About 50 people have signed a petition asking that not to be sold. Do you think that's not level of raising to the level of making money off the land or what?
Great question. Excuse me. I think this could be a great opportunity for both public and private endeavors. That petition you're speaking of, talking about preserving that as green space. From a green space perspective, if I had my druthers, it'd be purchased in private hands, and if people wanted to keep it as purchase it for green space, that'd be just fine by me.
Okay. How about you, Cindy? You voted against a rezone last time around. What were your reasonings?
Actually, I had a couple thoughts on it. I completely understand the borough's financial position. However, I felt that the rezoning really should be uncoupled from the financial piece, just to look at it on its own merits. And in looking back at the property records and looking at the information that the state had on their website, as well as the information we had in our records, I didn't feel that the original intent of that property was to be a single-family occupied space. It really looked like the intent was to have it be public space of some type, and that public use, that original land use designation, was for public parks or open spaces or government buildings, but something that served the greater good. And so I was a little concerned about that, and there are a couple other things with access to the property and easements that, to me, really clouded the process, and I felt like, aside from the zoning, maybe those things needed to be worked through independently. We're kind of in the middle of all of it now, and it's very confusing, and that's kind of unfortunate. I really have some questions about the access to Lot N, whether that's actually intended as public use easement or whether it was an easement to a private property across private property, and it's a more narrow allowances there. But I haven't seen any language for that easement in particular. And now we're going to be adding another user to Lot 10 to access that through that same easement. And so I think that that question is germane. And there are some other issues with that property. There's some concern about bedrock, and to be able to put in housing would require a lift station, which, having had one on my property, I know that creates another level of maintenance. And then the other thing is the question about eagle activity there. Although I've heard that the birds have not been active there in a while, that doesn't mean that it's not considered a nest site by U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and I also think that issue needs to be cleared. And then the fact that 50 people were concerned enough about the property to sign a petition, there is something, at least in our old borough code, about how many people in proximity, if a 51% object to the change of a zoning, that it goes to a borough vote. So I kind of would like to see us work through those issues before we go to the rezoning. I think that this is a pretty complicated one. We've had to ask the borough attorney to weigh in a couple times. And, by taking that public access easement away, we are essentially creating an adverse action for one property owner. It makes it difficult and potentially unsafe for her to exit her property.
And that's a neighbor, Chris Norris, and she's had a turnaround for driving that has been on that easement. You have a separate agenda item tonight to grant her a permanent easement for that turnaround, if I'm reading it right.
That's correct, although there was some late-breaking emails this morning, and I need to go back and look at those again.
Okay.
Can I ask a question, John?
Yeah, sure.
You talked about the idea of the safety hazard being caused by removing that turnaround. I fail to see how that causes a safety issue for the property owner.
Because she would have to back out into traffic on a curve to get out of her property.
That's not correct, though, if I may for a second. I decided to take a tour of the lot just to see what we were talking about for potential building structures. And when you get down there, the property owner can either turn around on their own property, or failing that, there's a public easement one car length behind that, known as like the Evans Loop, where it comes through there. That's a public easement one car length beyond where she currently parks, meaning there really isn't the need to go all the way out to Sandy Beach Road. You could turn around there if you so desired, if it didn't work to do so on your own property.
It's pretty awkward to do that. I've been in and out of that property in a vehicle, and I've also parked on that property, and it's not ideal.
I agree with that. Definitely not ideal. But again, my point is you don't have to back all the way out. You can turn around before that.
So, Jay, will you be voting against granting that turnaround easement tonight, do you think? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do a little more reading throughout the day, but as of right now, that's where I'm currently inclined.
And Cindy, do you?
I haven't really. I'd need to hear more to be swayed.
Okay. And you had also talked about the possibility for the borough of other properties that it could sell if it needed to raise money. Do you have any in mind specifically?
I don't.
No,
okay. I don't. I just know when I was going through the property tax list that the borough does own a lot of parcels. Some of them obviously are more desirable than others. So. And it would take more surveying and some work to get those ready for sale.
And how important is it for the borough to be selling property right now? Is this all because of the municipal renovation project or also just the general budget crunch that you're facing?
Well, the intent of this sale was to generate funds to offset costs for the municipal building, but I think unless you're hiding under a rock, we all know that the future budget picture is going to be challenging at best.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking on that, when we were trying to figure out ways to pay for the municipal building, anything other than bonding for it seemed like a pretty reasonable way to think, and selling borough property was one of those ways.
Okay. 772-3808 is our phone number if you have a question or comment on that topic. We're going to move on and try to address a couple other things on the agenda tonight. You'll also be voting on a bunch of changes to this year's budget. Anything jump out to you in any of those proposed budget changes? Some are just, it looks like, moving money around in the various departments between projects and buying a Parks and Rec van to replace the one that was wrecked in the accident last July. Also, there's some engineering work for City Creek Dam that needs to be paid for. Mm-hmm. And anything else that jump out to you in budget changes for this current year budget?
No, I wanted to comment about the City Creek Dam project only because that looks like the work can be done in-house. I talked to Carl a little bit about that this morning, and I think that's a pretty good solution for that situation there. I had asked about some of the other inspection items that they turned up because he alludes to that in his report, and there are some structural things there, things that allow them to open and close the gates that they want to work on. And by not going for a grant and by using their own money to pay for the engineer, they avoid paying money for a study that would end up potentially just being a loan instead of actually funding the project. So it seems like a more effective use of money. Carl says they have the money to get all the work done and that they can do that in-house. So I think that's a pretty good solution. And the other questions that I asked about that project were, you know, is there any imminent safety problem for somebody downstream of them? And he assured me, no, there's no landowner that would be at risk. So
this is the older of the two drinking water reservoir dams that the borough has, and it's right out at City Creek, about a mile from Sandy Beach.
That's
the,
right. It's a backup.
And what, 50 or 60 years old, I think, that structure or something like that?
Yeah.
Or Jay, any thoughts on that or other budget changes?
No. In short, no. Pretty straightforward. You phrased it well, more or less moving some money around to other places.
Also, tonight you have a number of resolutions to consider. One would give an easement to the Department of Transportation on a borough property that's down near the airport, kind of on Haugen Drive, almost to Sandy Beach, I think that property is, basically to allow planes to fly over that property. Do you get any money for that easement from the DOT? Or
There is a little bit of money.
It was like $6,000 or $7,000, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
All right. Any heartburn on granting that to the DOT?
No.
Not so much.
I think we're all in favor of that one, and it's added a new word to my lexicon. I'd never heard avigation before.
Yeah,
so.
Me either.
All right. And also minimum jail terms for people assaulting or harassing harbor employees. This would add harbor employees to state or seek to add them to state statutes similar to other first responders, police officers, firefighters. People that there are larger penalties if you assault or harass them. Any thoughts on that resolution, Cindy? Does it sound like a good idea?
It sounds like a good idea. Harbor folks are there for health and safety of people and protection of property, so that seems like a reasonable course of action to me. My bigger concern is, you know, will we have the staff at our police station and the backing from the state to make that have some teeth, but
for enforcement.
Right.
Okay. Jay?
Cindy phrased it perfectly.
Okay.
I agree.
Third resolution seeks full funding for state harbor facility grants, and I think that's one you do on an annual basis. And is there still money out there in the harbor grant program for any projects?
Go ahead. I'll let you go field this one.
No, simply put, AML approved that. No, as of right now, things are looking bleak. There very well may not be money out there, but I think letting the state know how important that is to small communities, this resolution does that.
And one project that could be a potential or use of that grant money is the remote docks that you voted on last time around. Has the borough heard anything back from the state on those two out of three docks that you
I haven't heard from Mark, so I don't know. Okay. I know he had been in contact with Mark Luxon.
Okay.
But,
fingers crossed.
All right. Sounds good. A couple of lease transfers to talk about as well. Charles Davis is looking at purchasing the building where the Alaska Department of Fish and Game currently resides, and he wants to continue that with a lease of Borough Tidelands where the old state dock is there.
Mm-hmm.
The other lease, possible lease transfer, would be Alaska Commercial Electronics on South Nordic Drive from Jerry Whitethorn to Joel and Kim Randrup, who are looking at running a business there. Your thoughts on these leases? Do you support that transfer for either or both of them?
You want to go
Jay?
First or second? Oh, okay, I'll go. Fair enough. I'll start with the Davis property. That property has changed hands several times through the years. I don't remember when the last one was, and the Tidelands and a parking lot have come with that. If Mr. Davis is able to purchase that property, I see no reason why we would deny the lease of the Tidelands and lot also would be consistent with all past historical use. Talking about the Randrup lease, wants to buy the building, and that one's a little trickier. We would need to make an amendment to the lease, I believe, because right now the lease reads very specifically for, I think it even says Alaska Commercial Electronics. It's written, I think, with that business name specifically in there. But in the broader sense, I have no problem with them taking over the lease and whatever changes we need to make to allow that to happen.
And they're looking at continuing the sign business, but also running a hair salon as well.
Correct.
In that building. So that would be a new use there.
Hair salon and quilting.
Okay.
And I guess my concern is what percentage of the business is the marine-related business, because that also is in the Alaska Commercial Electronics lease, was that it would be a marine-related business only, which is in keeping with the zoning in that area. So,
you mean the comp plan or the
yeah, and so I'm still debating that one in my mind, and it looked like planning and zoning had made one recommendation, and the Harbor Board may have some additional thoughts, and I'm hoping that a representative comes to the meeting this evening to share what they were thinking.
And the Harbor Board, I think, almost recommended against that lease. They didn't have the votes, but it
correct.
Was like
three to one,
or
right. one abstaining.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. So narrowly missed being no recommendation on that, but maybe you'll hear more tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hope so.
Also on the agenda, $56,000 for a tsunami warning siren system for the borough. Is this something new to replace what's the borough already has, or...?
I don't believe we have one.
Okay.
And I actually tried to call Sandy and ask her more questions about this morning, and I missed her. So
okay.
I'd like to be able to share a little bit more about that, but I honestly don't have more.
I have nothing to offer on that one except for that. sorry about that. I've got a cold today. I'm good.
Sure.
Well, the questions that I wanted to ask her were where would the sirens be placed, and does that fully fund them, or is there something else that's required to make them functional? So
okay.
If she's available this evening, I will ask her those questions.
I know a number of cities around Alaska have got the designation of tsunami-ready city. I don't think Petersburg has yet, but maybe this is a step in the process or something like that. I'm just speculating. But
I think we're going to need some other accesses out of the tsunami zone before we would qualify there. The last time, I was not in town when we had that 7-point earthquake, but I was in communication with my husband, and it seemed like the exodus was either to the radio tower out the road mm-hmm. or up to the ball field, and that showed that we have some things we could work on.
Okay. All right. Also, the Department of Natural Resources listened to the assembly from a couple meetings back in replatting land out at 9 Mile Mitkoff mm-hmm. Highway, and came back with a different plan. Are there some bigger lots that was a concern with the land that was originally laid mm-hmm. out at what's called the Mallard subdivision? I think
correct.
Yes.
Is that right? Do you like the new plat or? Sydney?
I think they were. More responsive than we expected them to be, actually, and did, our planning folks had tried to work with them to explain some of the concerns about not enough property for appropriate septic and other things. And when the borough assembly sent the letter saying they wouldn't accept the platting, we were really surprised that they responded, and they did combine some lots, and now we feel more comfortable with what they're proposing. So I think that one will pass.
Yeah, they responded really quickly to our feedback about our risk management concerns. I was, like Cindy, surprised that they responded the way they did and so quickly. I was excited.
All right. Are we missing anything important on tonight's agenda that I haven't brought up? Or?
I can't think of anything on the agenda. I was really encouraged about the statements that have been coming from mental health as far as the logging above Ketchikan and Petersburg. So be interesting to see how that plays out.
And Jay, anything on your side of things, either from tonight's meeting or other borough business that we should be aware of?
Yeah, as a person from Wisconsin, I may or may not bring it up under communications. I'm going to be encouraging all Green Bay Packer fans to cease and desist watching them because they are terrible this year.
Okay, now we're getting serious.
It's been in my brain here for a couple of days. Okay. They're awful.
Okay. Well, thank you both for coming in tonight. You can hear more from the Borough Assembly at 6 o'clock tonight. That's up at the Hollingstad-Paradovich Building. And you can hear it broadcast live on KFSK. Coming up next, we have Street Beat Music with Chuck Rose.